So we were exploring the word exist. And we used the story to help us to kind of think about what existing is. Has your idea of that state of existing changed as a result of this discussion? Or has it stayed the same? Tom?
I feel like it sort of does, but sort of doesn't, because it exists on its own means, like you said, something is an object that is in this world. But all the questions that I looked at all said, if this person is gone, do they exist? And it's also relying back to like a riddle where if the tree falls in the forest and doesn't make a sound, did it really fall?
So if it doesn't make a sound, does that, so if no one's there to hear it, does it really make a sound? Fascinating. So what would you say on that one then?
I'd say on the tree fall one, it probably won't because it fell, but still it. And I'd say everything that I learned today, it's everything will still exist, even if we can't see much here or smell it.
The existing one, it's quite tricky to answer because it's different if in different ways. So existing is like being there, so the table's there, mm-hmm. People are there, the wall's there. But also existing could be just kind of having, not technically being there, but just...
Because you guys were talking about love, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because you were saying you can't see or touch love, so...
But you can feel love, which is quite a tricky one, because when you can feel things, you can only see and touch them.
Yeah.
So that... with love, it also could be a metaphor, because you can feel it. Love is not something like to look at, you can feel it. Or sometimes in love, you can get a letter, or...
Sort of proof of its existence. Fascinating. Thank you, Lily.